The processional hymn, 251. Alleluia, alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise. You are welcome to our service on this third Sunday of Easter. We follow the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Christ is risen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. Perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 32, beginning at verse 38. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for all time, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, never to draw back from doing good to them, and I will put the fear of me in their hearts, so that they may not turn from me. I will rejoice in doing good to them, and I will plant them in this land of faithfulness with all my heart and all my soul. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 121, we sing the Easter anthems.
Oh, The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gradual hymn number 660, "Thine Forever, God of Love."
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered here together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. St. John chapter 21, verse 17, part of the gospel we have just read. Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." The word "feed" can be used as an acrostic to help thinking about Peter and the disciples and to help reflection on personal faith. F for fearful. E for excited. E for encouraged. And D for destined. Fearful, excited, encouraged, and destined. Peter and the disciples are fearful. Jesus has appeared to them twice in Jerusalem, and on both occasions the doors have been locked for fear of what might happen, and now they have returned to Galilee. Peter needed to feel secure. He needed to be back in Galilee because things had gone wrong in Jerusalem. He had been a failure, and he had gone back to the things he knew. "I am going fishing," says Peter in the third verse of chapter 21, and his companions say, "We will go with you." What thought might have been passing through all their minds as they went back to their old work? What did they think about the 3 years that had passed? What did their friends and neighbors think about them, coming back to their old trade after so long? St. John writes, "They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing." Peter and his disciples were fearful. And who wouldn't have had such feelings when seeing what had happened to Jesus? Their fear was well grounded. In the place of the disciples, few people would have felt any differently. Fear brings them back to the place where they felt safe and when things go wrong. Who would not want to be back at home? Back among the familiar places and the familiar places. Being fearful is part of being human. If people hadn't fears, they wouldn't survive. It is not hard to recognize how those disciples must have felt. From F for fearful, E is for excited. Peter is an excitable person. Look at moments during the gospel story. Peter wants to walk on the water. Peter declares he will never deny Jesus. Peter is impulsive. He sometimes speaks before thinking as when he declared that he would build shelters for Jesus, Moses and Elijah, on the mount where Jesus was transfigured. When Peter is told in verse 7, "It is the Lord," what followed might have been expected. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the lake. When he met with Jesus, water would have been dripping from his clothes, but Peter was not worried. Being excited is not often a feeling associated with most churches. People might be excitable when it comes to other things, sport or celebrities, but church is not a place most would generally associate with excitement. Perhaps there is a need to ask why people don't feel excited. Peter is excited because he is going to meet Jesus who has risen from the dead. If people believe that Jesus is present, shouldn't there be a sense of excitement? Fearful, excited, and the second E is encouraged. Jesus captures a sense of awe and wonder as he describes what happened on the lakeshore. In verse 12, Jesus says to them, "Come and have breakfast." The disciples are simply overwhelmed. They do not know what to say. Jesus wrote in his gospel account, "Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, 'Who are you?' because they knew it was the Lord." It must have been a moment filled with an extraordinary sense of joy. An extraordinary sense that this was something beyond all their expectations. It is a moment of extraordinary encouragement. How many times afterwards must they have told and retold that story? Here was evidence for them that the resurrection was real. For ghosts do not barbecue fish on a beach and share food with their friends. The breakfast that morning must have tasted like no other they had ever eaten. There is a need for encouragement in faith. If the disciples who have been with Jesus for 3 years still need to be encouraged, how much more do ordinary people need encouragement? No one is going to have the opportunity of sharing breakfast with Jesus on a beach. But there is a need to feel that there is much cause for encouragement. There is a need to feel that there is much cause for confidence. It is important for Christian people to encourage each other. It is important for Christians to be part of a feeling that Jesus is present. Is there really that feeling? If there is, then people cannot be anything other than encouraged. Fearful, excited, encouraged, The final letter is D, for destined. Peter is destined to be a leader of the church. Three times he has denied Jesus, and now three times Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep." Peter is destined for leadership, but he is also destined for suffering. In verse 18, Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hand and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." After the fear and the excitement and the encouragement, Peter must have felt another sharp change of mood, in case any of John's readers did not understand what Jesus was saying about Peter. John added a note in verse 19 that Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. Jesus does not give Peter time to ponder. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter knows for what he is destined, but also knows that he must follow Jesus. No one knows for what they are destined, but Christians believe that God has a plan, that there is a purpose in human life, even when that purpose is sometimes very hard to discern. There is a need of confidence that there is a destiny. Otherwise, life would be very difficult to understand. Like Peter, the challenge is not to ponder on for what one is destined, but rather to follow Jesus. The challenge is that every day the priority should be to follow him. Fearful, excited, encouraged, destined. Four steps in the faith of Peter, and four steps ordinary people like you and me can take in their own faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living. And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, grant that the Church may always be fervent to proclaim your glory. We pray for this diocese, for David, our bishop, and for this group of parishes. We pray for the Church of Ireland General Synod meeting later this week in Naas, County Kildare. May the presence of your Holy Spirit be evident in the proceedings. May Synod members, clerical and lay, be guided in the contributions and decisions they make. We pray for Archbishop John Madole and other bishops who shall preside, and the Synod staff as they work before, during, and after the event. In the power of the resurrection, give your people grace to love you deeply and to follow you faithfully. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, fill the whole world with your power that all may acknowledge you. Give light to those who are in the darkness of ignorance and prejudice. Give wisdom to all rulers and lawgivers, keeping them constant in care for those committed to their authority. We pray for Charles, our King, as he approaches the anniversary of his coronation, for the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, the government, and all members of Parliament and peers. We pray for the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister, Emma Little Pengele, and the Executive, and all Assembly members. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Taoiseach Simon Harris, and the government and legislators in the Republic. May all our public representatives be imaginative and generous in their various deliberations. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, give grace to our families and friends to recognize the presence of Christ in all we do in our lives together, especially over this holiday weekend. Make us witnesses to the love that he brings to all who follow him. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering or who have any special need. Have mercy on all who suffer restriction and persecution as they work to bring the gospel to others. Have mercy on all who are grieved because they have wronged any they have loved. Restore the broken relationships and heal the wounds of past hurts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who have glorified you by their lives on earth and left us a good example. Give us grace to praise their memory, not in words alone, but in lives that make us worthy to share with them in your everlasting glory. And as we approach the 80th anniversary of VE Day, we especially acknowledge the sacrifices of all those who fought and died in the cause of freedom, which we enjoy today. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume. Your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your tables, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn number 408, "Come, risen Lord, and deign to be our guest."
Thank you.
Lord is here. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We all share in the one bread.
Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. This coming Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. here in church, there will be a service of remembrance and thanksgiving to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day. This is a significant event in the life of our community and the life of our city and the life of our nation and Commonwealth. This is an all-age service with the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band and the Choir of Anna Hilt Primary School participating. And afterwards there will be a celebratory supper in the parochial hall. Given the importance of passing on the significance of an event like VE Day at the conclusion of the Second World War to the next generation, it's important that we take this special opportunity of passing on what we would like that next generation to appreciate in relation to the freedoms we enjoy because of the sacrifices made during that World War. So please give your full support to that service at 7:30 on Wednesday. Sunday next is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It also marks the launch of this year's Christian Aid Week. Family service will be at 10 o'clock, followed by light refreshments in the parochial hall. And looking a bit further ahead to an event taking place in Mara Hamlet, the Badminton Club in Mara Hamlet invites you to a coffee morning with cake and plant sale on the last Saturday of this month, that's the 31st of May, from 10 a.m. to 12:30. That's in the parochial hall in Mara Hamlet, and the proceeds will be in aid of church funds. The recessional hymn 283, The Day of Resurrection, Earth, Tell It Out Abroad.
Thank you.
peace to love and serve the Lord.